God did not put me on this earth to be awakened by filthy suggestions from a foul-mouthed hooligan like you.
Bob Rivers in the Morning.
And the greatest hits of all time.
KJRFM Seattle.
Oldies 95.7.
Call myself a social butterfly. And there's not much that separates me from the other guy. But when I log in, I begin to live. There's an online world where I am king of a little website dedicated to me. With pictures of me and a list of my friends and an unofficial record of the groups that I'm in before the internet.
A Facebook song. So all right. I'm sure you can find that online if you want to hear the rest of it. I am so anti-Facebook now and LinkedIn, too. I can't stand that. Did you see what Jon Stewart said about LinkedIn? Apparently they had some kind of did they have President Obama at LinkedIn?
They sponsored a town hall meeting.
Okay.
That was YouTube questions and LinkedIn questions, as well as a live town hall.
It kind of, well, the way Stewart spun it, it kind of backfired, because Obama's all about jobs right now. Mm-hmm. And when you have people who are on LinkedIn, all they are is people who are out of work and have been out of work a long time and can't find a job. You didn't really want Obama right next to all those people. But anyway, LinkedIn is supposedly this professional network that connects all these people, and professional people that have a way to get in touch with them. And John said, actually, I can't remember exactly what he said, but I'll paraphrase it. He said, it's actually a way for someone I met at a company once 10 years ago to think they know me again. And it's a way to send massive amounts of spam to my email box. Which is how I think of LinkedIn.
People bother you a lot with LinkedIn?
Constantly.
I assume they want you to join them on LinkedIn, and then if you just delete those, then you don't have to worry about it, right?
Well, the deal is it never stops. It's like Facebook. Whatever algorithm Facebook had that just finds people that you sort of know.
Yeah.
Well, it does that. And I don't think, and it says this person wants to know you.
Yeah.
I think that's total BS.
You can just be very uppity about LinkedIn and just be like, I refuse.
I'm not on LinkedIn because I don't need to be, but I think the people that network a lot and that business requires to network,
right,
salespeople and stuff, LinkedIn's a great tool.
I don't like it. You know what? A Rolodex your individual address book that you control, mm-hmm, is a great tool.
Isn't that what LinkedIn is? Just a digital Rolodex?
Nah, it keeps finding people from your past who it says want to connect to you. But that would mean these people are all sitting there going, I want to connect to this person. They're not. It's using some kind of algorithm to figure out people who know each other, using all this information and stuff they buy online about you. It's a total fraud, I think.
Yeah, I don't know, because I'm not on it. But I think it's people that are genuinely saying they would like to be your buddy on there.
I've had people that I know don't like me.
Oh, really?
Request. Yes, Pedro.
Now that you mentioned that, Luciana got an invitation from the guy that fired us from the Spanish radio station.
So yeah, of course.
I totally agree.
Hey, old buddy. What you up to?
And the worst part, Luciana wanted to accept. And I said, are you insane?
Of course you don't. But here's the deal. All they're doing is accessing all of your mailboxes so they can spam everybody else. It's a scam to raise money to go public,
yeah,
to make the CEO rich. I've only one time ever used LinkedIn for something that I actually needed, and it was to find the phone number of someone who'd been fired that I wanted to reach out to.
And you found it, right?
Yeah, but
then it worked.
Have to say it well.
But you know what? There were 8 other ways I could have found the phone number.
But this was the way you
would ask Eric. Eric, please find the phone.
Text message says, "I got my current job with LinkedIn, and it's a great job."
Awesome.
I think some people. It
what
works
is your
for.
Current job?
I don't know. You can call him.
Yes,
and
Luciana.
I think it worked. Now with this guy, I got the request, and I'm still trying to think what to do.
Well,
is that for me? It's water under the bridge. I would take him.
You would take him in back as a friend, and that's and that's the cool part about it. Let me put it to you this way. I will bet you $100 that if we call him and get him on the radio.
You're not going to call him. I won't. No, because I own
Pedro. Only after we call Jody's sister.
Yeah, yeah, look at we touched a nerve with Pedro.
You'll like this because it's good radio.
No, trust me, Pedro.
The more uncomfortable you are, the more entertaining it is.
Pedro's all upset.
Pedro, you can leave while we do it.
Oh, I want to hear. I still remember the day Pedro came in after they got fired. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, and that's the thing. I do. He burned his... He didn't just burn his bridge. He blew it up.
Oh, yeah.
He stomped on it.
Yeah. We did damage, too.
He desecrated on the remnants of the bridge.
Is
this the guy... Let me make sure I'm thinking about the right person. This is the guy who fired you guys from a Hispanic AM station because you weren't Mexican enough.
The truth is, he didn't fire us. Yeah, right. He was my co-host. And he was, we knew something was going on, and we were all trying to save ourselves. I was actually going behind his back, too, trying to save my ass. It's just, he was better than me.
You did a nice job saving it, by the way.
Thank you. But no, this guy is the biggest traitor on earth, and I will never, ever, ever in my life talk to this guy.
Oh, we should link in with him immediately. Let's get linked in with him.
This is an example of the kind of person that shows up on LinkedIn.
We're in a network
with
him.
And do you really think he sat there scouring the web to find you? No. LinkedIn. But here's the thing about LinkedIn that's sneaky. Facebook suggests people you might know. LinkedIn seems to all consist of these people want you. Now, I believe that Facebook has an algorithm that says these people you might know, and then I get to pick and choose. Mm-hmm. But when I get the emails from LinkedIn, it says this person is seeking you out, and I think most of the time they're not really.
I think they are, just because that know me.
Well, maybe you, because you did a nice job saving your ass, but I'm telling you. You think he sat around in his office?
Let's ask him.
I don't know if he has an intern that is getting his people.
Daydreaming over a latte, and he went, Luciana.
Luciana. How are you, Luciana? ¿Cómo está, Luciana?
Please, go ahead.
I will tap into her on LinkedIn.
El boom boom es muy bien.
Yo soy.
By the way, did it come with a message? Most of them come blank.
No.
Yeah, they come blank.
And that's what I hate. Like, if it says something like, hey, are you ready to just call it quits and start over?
Yeah.
But no, it didn't say anything. So I think it could be an intern.
Go get his number. We'll call him. Pedro can leave if he doesn't want to
hear. Yo quiero hablar contigo.
I will leave.
Yeah, leave.
I'm not kidding. Bob, you don't understand.
You will come back, though, so I'm not too worried.
Unfortunately, it has come back.
That's right, because you're LinkedIn.
You need this job or they will deport you.
Somebody from the text message says that their friend got a job at Costco from LinkedIn. So that's good.
You know, by the way, that's what they're banking on, literally.
That some people will get jobs.
Is that they become the next Monster.com. Look, I'm not denying that internet companies have helped people get jobs. For a while, it was Monster.com.
Huge company with tons of money and lots of advertising. The Super Bowl.
My guess is Monster.com the cool one now, or are they like the MySpace compared to Facebook?
No, Monster still works, but then there's the Ladder, which is for fancy people who make like six figures.
Ah.
But then I was thinking, why wouldn't everybody want to make six figures?
Right.
Well, because if you're not good enough, it probably kicks you off.
Yeah. The Ladder.
You go to this place called Shoots.
Yes, Anita. Welcome to the Bob Rivers Show. Hello.
Hi, Bob. Hey, what Lincoln does, you can go and it'll say, you may know these people. And then if I want to contact them, I have to send an email saying, I want to contact you. LinkedIn doesn't do it unless I say I want to do that.
Aha.
Well, my experience with LinkedIn and the email is that people are constantly sending me things saying so-and-so has requested you.
You're a popular guy. Everybody wants to be your buddy.
Right. And I mean, the seminars I've gone to, they said the more contacts you have, because that's probably how you'll find a job now. 85% comes from networking. Hardly any comes from just...
But I have, like I did with Facebook, I said yes to like hundreds of these, and I never, ever open it. I never use it. I do nothing except help them raise money for their IPO, which I'm very, very upset about.
Benevolent.
Yeah. Well, but you're not looking for a job. If you were looking for a job, you might use it more.
There's no way I would get a job on LinkedIn, but that's okay. No, nothing wrong with people who do. All right, thank you, Anita. Is it Pal or Pat? Hello?
Here comes Pat.
Pat, are you there?
My name is Matt.
Matt, okay. That had to be a weak cell phone. Hey, Matt, how are you?
I'm doing great.
What say you about LinkedIn?
What I say about LinkedIn is I got my current job about a month ago solely through contact and LinkedIn. It's a good job, six-figure job. And, I think, Bob, if you're getting people who say they want to be your friend or your connection, they really do, or you have your profile set up wrong. I don't get anything solicited that I don't want. LinkedIn, a recruiter found me based on my profile, and that's how I got the job that I'm in.
Okay. I thought I told them no emails, and I get emails anyway. Can you set it up so no one ever emails you so that only if you
go... So you're not linked to anybody on LinkedIn?
I'm going to join LinkedIn.
Unlinked. I want to be a member.
I'm in linked out.
But I want to be completely unreachable.
Right.
You can set it up so it doesn't come to your email. You can set it up so that you only see it...
See, now I have done this with LinkedIn and Facebook, and my email continues to just...
You just want the book part of Facebook. You don't want to look at anyone. You want to talk to anyone.
I want it at my leisure, not their leisure.
Right. Yeah.
Well, and what you do is you set up a Hotmail account or something and just have it all go there. You never have to see it again.
So, Matt.
Yeah.
You credit LinkedIn with your six-figure income.
Absolutely. I was out of the job market for about 2 years. Over those 2 years, built my profile, connected with real colleagues who I used to work with.
Right.
I have a profile of 300 or so who I really could call. Most of them are in the contacts of my phone. And through that profile and that resume I had on LinkedIn, a headhunter found me about a month ago, lined me up with
a headhunter searching, found your profile, and came after you.
Correct.
What's your superpower? What's your special skill that has people out there looking to pay you six figures?
Just my past history, what I've done in the past.
Yeah, but Joe wants to know what that is.
Yeah, he's the inspiration for the show.
Is it something I could learn?
No, it's not.
I'll teach you, Joe.
No, just give us an idea what kind of industry you're in.
I'm a property manager for commercial real estate.
Hey, yeah,
that's something maybe I could do, actually. I've even got the license for
he's
most
got a real
of
estate
it.
License. Yeah. Property managing means what?
Shopping centers.
Yeah.
What do you do?
So I work with shopping centers to get new tenants in there and fill them up.
All right, cool. You're an agent of sorts, right?
Sort of.
Yeah.
And a lot to do with maintaining those, making sure they look nice. And
so, all right. So here's thank you for explaining this, because now I seem to get the allure of it. Here's the allure: you have to essentially build a massive resume and profile. And if headhunters are looking, I don't see how this is different from Monster.com, they can scan LinkedIn for people that fit their profile, and then they can interview them out of that. Is that right?
Absolutely.
LinkedIn
does, so if you're in my industry and want to find other people who do the same thing that I've done in the past, so that I'm good at what I do, if you want to find one of my peers, and try to pick them off and get them a job in North Carolina, you can go in and find my peers based on who my connections are.
Well, that sounds...
how that happened for me.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful if you are perfect and all your friends are perfect. But all the friend spam didn't contribute to you getting the job. You're essentially, your online resume matched what someone was looking for, and that's how you got a job, right?
Right. That lined up with a lot. Also, so you'll get those contacts like you're talking about, somebody who is just trying to get your business, and then they can post on your wall, just like Facebook.
Right.
You can
block them, just like Facebook. If you've got a friend who puts dirty words up there and you don't want them up there.
Hey, there's a song parody. You got a block from me. Instead of you got a friend in me, right? Everybody, all the people you block in Facebook and LinkedIn.
You got unfriended me.
Yeah, I've been unfriended me.
There's yourself.
Yeah,
speaking of business, there's never been a better time to lease a spot than right now, huh? You're probably making screaming deals.
You probably probably could.
All right. Thank you, Matt. At least I know the positive side of it for someone else.
There is a lot of positive. I mean, for instance, Matt, he's a property manager for commercial real estate. So it's like a popularity contest. If you're thinking about hiring a new property manager, but you want to make sure you get the top guy, you can see who else has worked with him. Oh, I know that guy. He's fancy. He would get only the best guy. So I'm going to take the guy that he used.
Now, the downside to that is if your friends all are stoners like Seth Rogen, then you won't get hired. Because they'll actually look at your list of friends and go, why would we want to associate with that kind of person?
Yes.
Because they can actually profile you in ways you might not even have intended. You may be actually creating the job blocking profile.
Right.
Without knowing it.
Two relevant points that texters are pointing out. First is that you can set your profile to not accepting invitations, and then you won't get all that mail. That's for you. And then the second is to note that Amazon poaches Microsoft employees from LinkedIn all the time, apparently.
Do they really?
Cool. That's cool.
High-tech guys poach each other's employees all the time.
I feel nice to get poached.
All right. So, and this is the other part of it that I, yeah. Well, you were poached. This is the other part of it that I sort of, I waited till you were free, but.
Doesn't count.
I know. I would have poached you, though, had I known you were open to that. And that, you know, that was what sort of thing was going on.
Who can't be bought these days? Am I right?
I know. So, okay. What I'm learning is that it's all my fault.
Right.
I don't know how to set up the things to block my spam. That the companies that have spammed me have plenty of interesting tools that if I would just take the time to learn how to use their tools to block them from barraging me with stuff, then it's my responsibility to do that.
And furthermore, you don't like LinkedIn because you honestly don't need it.
Yeah. Don't need it for anything.
You don't need it for anything.
I need to be unlinked.
You need
at 10 a.m. I need to disconnect from
everything. Let it go.
Everybody wants something from you. You really don't need anything. They want you to be a beer.
For you, linked is the thing that blows up your tires when you back over it. It's totally the wrong way.
Fair enough.
But I bet Keith could explain it. I bet he's on there. I mean, in a job like his.
Keith
it would
probably benefits.
Yeah,
too.
He could probably set
he surrounds
up.
But here's the thing. I'll warn you about this. Surround yourself with incredible people. Don't accept stoners and freaks unless you want to network for that cool latte job, or that cool night security job.
Yeah.
The ear pierced, nose pierced,
lip
pierced.
Keep in mind that whatever you put out there is like a billboard in front of your mom's house. Yep. Hey, play the sound effect for the Disney Family Flyaway Song of the Day.
And now, the Song of the Day.
I'm a little late with this. I do apologize. Margaritaville by the Jimmy Buffett.
Jimmy Buffett and the Coral
Jimmy
Reef
of
band.
The Buffett Clan.
Yes.
Margaritaville by Jimmy Buffett is the Disney song. It's one of your favorite songs.
I like Jimmy Buffett.
I like him a lot. It's the Disney song of the day. It'll be played at 12:05 today with Lori Bradley. Listen to us for that song every day, and then 10 lucky listeners get qualified to win a trip for four to Aulani, a Disney resort and spa in Hawaii, including round-trip airfare, a four-night stay at the new Aulani Resort and Spa, and four vouchers for a Disney character breakfast. Mmm. I have a sick thought every time I see Disney character breakfast.
Me too. Spike gets so mad. Look at him. If you two idiots say you're going to eat almonds.
You're going to say eat chipmunks again today. I'm going to come across the counter.
I just can't help it. Listen to us at 7:05 or as close as possible to
cream
that time.
Cream chip Dale on toast. You did not.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. We're getting a big star. Is he on the phone? Is he ready to go? Well, go ahead and play the music. Does he know I'm a huge fan of the show? Okay, good.
He's huger.
He is. Thomas Jane has had his share of action roles with movies like The Punisher, Standard, and 61, where he played a young Mickey Mantle. But it's his role of Ray, the high school basketball coach turned male gigolo on HBO's Hung, that is exposing him to more action than ever, I would guess. The new season of Hung is the third season. It kicks off this Sunday night at 10 on HBO, and it sounds like Ray will be working harder than ever at trying to raise a few bucks, maybe fix up that old home that got burned to a crisp. He's also trying to be a good dad, which makes it fun, and he is on the phone with us right now. Thomas Jane, welcome back to the Bob Rivers Show. Hello, sir.
Hey, how are you? I'm I'm just finishing up my Dumbo on toast.
Nice.
Aren't they horrible when they say stuff? I hate when they say stuff like that. Oh. God.
Did Eric mention to you that Charlie Saxton is like just this cool guy, is one of the friends of the show, and we just call him up randomly?
Yeah, nice.
We just like, we interviewed him.
Every now and then.
Well, we interviewed him once a couple of years ago, and it was when I was first getting into the show. And I thought, this kid really has his head on straight, and he's kind of a cool and quirky guy, and he should have a massive career. And, yeah, we call him once in a while.
Oh, good. Yeah, he's a good guy, Charlie. He is, that's good to hear that he's got a nice head on his shoulders, because, you know, he just acts like my idiot son all the time.
Well, that's what you have to do when you're shooting. I was going to ask, do you and he have any father-son, like TV father-son time? Or do you talk to him at all about acting or anything? Or do you guys not hang out?
Yeah, no, you know, we don't really hang out that much. But we get along real good on set, you know, mostly because he just nods when I tell him what to do, you know. He talks back.
Like that's a good, good son.
That's like a good son.
You're nailing it, yeah.
So, Thomas, okay, for anyone who doesn't have HBO or hasn't seen it, and you could certainly rent season one on DVD, right, and two now, yeah. And I would highly recommend, this is one of those shows. It's quirky. My wife and I had to explain to her, all right, here's the premise. And she was like, I don't know if I want to watch, you know. And then I said, but he's hung like unbelievable. And she was like, okay, well, I'll give it a try. And so for anybody that hasn't seen it, you're a phys ed teacher at a high school, and you're broke, right?
Right. That's right. Divorced, and then the house almost burns down. I'm living in a tent in the backyard. No, I'm going through tough times.
It's really bad. What's cool about the house, by the way, I just love the irony that it was your parents' house, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And it was a beautiful, beautiful house on the lake, the kind of thing that someone would work for their whole lives. And now it's this burned-out, encrusted shell, and you live in a tent. So in one sense, you're in a beautiful setting. In the other sense, it's like it's pathetic.
Yeah, there's a lot that's, you know, pathetic about Ray's existence. But, you know, this season three is kind of cool, too, because now I've been fired from my teaching job, so now I'm doing the hoeing full-time.
You're hung full-time now.
Yeah. So now it's, I fixed up the house, you know, I moved out of the tent and back into the house.
Ah.
Driving a nice convertible. We opened the season with, you know, Ray's really doing well. He's therefore got a lot more to lose.
More to lose.
And
now I am probably watching the last couple episodes of season two. Do you and your ex-wife, is there anything I should know about that? Are you guys, because there's still some chemistry there. Are you potentially going to get back together? Or did you, at the end of the, don't tell me if I don't already know.
Right.
No, okay, well, then we're done with that. Yeah. What?
You didn't see the last couple?
No, I got a couple to go, and then I'm going to start with the new one.
Oh, well, I'm not going to tell you what goes.
All right,
well,
thanks for not telling me.
On that note.
All right, so it's...
Ray and Jessica got a lot of chemistry.
They do.
Left in their relationship, let me tell you that. But, she definitely sort of finished that up, and then... See where we go.
Here we go from there. All right.
We have a lot more fun. I think it's sexier and funnier. It's faster this year, you know, faster paced. It's a lot more fun to watch this year. I think the second season for me was a little bit of a downer, you know, just a touch. It's still funny and it's romantic and all that. But I don't know. I just feel like compared to season three, which is much more energetic and
right,
and you know, we just want to have some fun with, you know.
So if Hustler were rating it, season three would be a stand-up season in your mind. It's a much more stand-up.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And I'm sure this isn't the first time you've been asked this, Thomas, but what's the audition process like for Hung? I mean, at any given moment, I mean, do you have to prove that you're, you know, fit for the part?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, there's a little, you know, it's kind of like, I guess, any audition process. You know, you want to see, you know, if you can really, if you've got the goods to get the job done, I guess. Yeah. So.
However, the real star of the show never does appear on screen, right?
Not so far. This year we might see a little surprise appearance.
That's how you close out the whole run. That's what they did in Boogie Nights. They waited until the 99th minute of Boogie Nights to throw that thing out there. Hey, Thomas, I really loved the work you did in 61. I thought it was fantastic. I loved the work you did in The Punisher. I know they were both really demanding jobs for you. I heard you got hurt a lot in training for 61. Is that urban legend or is that really the truth?
For 61?
Yeah, I heard in the physical buildup to do 61, you hurt yourself a bunch.
Yeah, it's they're common injuries. You can get them in your back from swinging the bat, you know, so hard, and what happens is the muscles in your back get twisted when you're swinging the bat so many times and so hard. So I was hooked up to electric machines with electric stimulation. So in between takes, they'd peel my shirt off and stick these electrodes in my back and start zapping me. And I did that quite often.
Now, I know you grew up in the I'm from Baltimore, and I know you grew up like down in Rockville. Are you an Oriole fan?
Oh, yeah, sure.
So was it tough to
play stadium there? It's beautiful.
Gorgeous. Was it tough to play Mantle as an Oriole fan?
No.
No, good.
No, it was an honor to play Mantle.
Right on.
Very cool. Was it fun for you to watch the Orioles win a meaningless game and destroy the dreams of the Boston Red Sox? Was it good?
Well, no, Bob's asking if you got to watch that the Red Sox choke at Camden the other night.
Right. No, I didn't get a chance to see it, but that was a put them out of business.
Still good to know, yes, as an O's fan. All right, how about them O's? Thomas Jane, Thomas, third season of Hung. It sounds like it's going to be great. Starts Sunday at 10 o'clock on HBO. Thomas, all the best to you, sir.
Hey, guys, have a good one. Thank you.
Bye. Okay. All right.
The word to describe him is quirky. He's very quirky.
He is.
Yes. You ever see him and his former wife, who was medium, which Arquette
Patricia.
Was it?
Well, now has two former wives.
Patricia Arquette. They were quirky together. Very eccentric couple. They'd always turn up wearing, you know, weird burlap sack outfits that they sewed themselves. Uh-oh. No shoes on, like acting all crazy.
Wait, am I the only one that think he was drunk?
No, well, that's how he is.
He was. Oh no!
Jody says that's how he is. I thought he was maybe a little sleepy. But.
Yeah, some pills or something.
Hey,
no, I mean like the sleeping pills. I'm not saying that he's high or anything. I'm just saying.
Quick, where's Michael Jackson's thought?
Dude, really? He just came on stage. Well, no,
he was a little bit weird.
He was a little. Nice to hear him wake up at the end there for us. That was sweet.
He's weird. It would have sounded like that any time of day.
It would have. Okay. Yeah. You've heard it. We've interviewed him before. I don't remember how it went. Was it also like that?
No, he was pretty lucid when he was talking about the movie he made in South Africa, but that was a long time ago.
I might have thrown him by asking him about Charlie.
No.
Because, no, you don't think? Because he basically doesn't know Charlie. Like, we know Charlie better than he does.
I think that's a safe thing to say. He's like, I always see him on the set, and he does what I tell him to. All right.
I want to bring today someone that sounds exactly like him. He's the owner of a comedy club, Dave.
Oh, dude.
Dave from Laugh sounds exactly like Thomas Jane.
You're going to have a
Anyway, the show's fun and quirky. The show is quirky, too.
He's a great character actor, but he's extremely eccentric in his real life. He's a weirdo.
It was hard for me to get Lisa to watch a show about a male gigolo. It really was. She was like, I don't know if the subject matter is my thing. And even now, she goes, I go, do you want to watch Hung? She just hates the title.
Yeah.
And I go, you want to watch Hung? And it's like, okay. He does a lot of nude scenes, but mostly, you know, hiney stuff.
Well, yeah.
It's a nice hiney.
My dad used to call it the hiney.
I'll take a look at it.
It's very nice. Yeah,
it is.
I assume.
Easy, big fella.
I don't really know.
It's not a hit against your manhood.
I would know a good one if I saw it. We're going to talk to Anne Heche on Monday. Did you know that?
Talk about quirky.
Is she also going to be quirky?
She'll be more normal in her interview because she has to try harder, but she's a whack job, too. They're all weird. Everyone's weird on that show.
Pedro has, maybe Charlie's the most even keel.
Yeah, it seems that way.
Pedro's posting on Facebook we're talking to Anne Heche on Monday. What would you like us to ask her that she would not expect us to ask? And if you have a suggestion for that, you can go to the Facebook page. Also, the debt. Our nation is out of cash. Europe, out of cash. Maybe it's time for the government to have a garage sale. I saw this last night. They are considering just that. A United States garage sale of land and assets that the government doesn't need. And it's a way to raise possibly $22 billion. Oh, what? I love that. You bring that to the table. Sometimes I bring that. It's just so cool. Whoever's
it's just such a one-timer, you know? And it's a drop. 22 is a drop in the bucket.
$22 billion is that
drop
was my
in
first
the
thought.
Bucket. And you're going to give away the farm, the national at garage sale prices.
They're not going to sell the Washington Monument. They've got lots
of broken.
Stuff.
That's worth $20 now, right? Yeah. With the crack in it.
You'll like this when you hear the details.
When you hear what they're selling.
Can I roam through the top of the Smithsonian's attic and buy some things I like?
It's not about that.
One of the things they're selling, media companies used to own for free. And the government has essentially repossessed it. Media lobby does not like this so much, but I think it's a great idea.
And that's where most of the money will come from.
That is where most of the money will come from. Anyway, we'll give you all those things that will be for sale. I don't know if you saw this story yesterday. I did. I have mixed feelings about this. Dozens of Boeing workers have just been arrested. 3 dozen Boeing workers arrested. We will tell you where and why, and then ask, does it matter to you? It is 7:35. All those up next.
95.7 Rock. Pop.
Do you believe in magic?
And Motown.
The greatest hits of all time.
95.7. Oldies 95.7 wants to send you to Hawaii
with the Disney Family Flyaway
to Disney's Aulani Resort and Spa.
Bob Rivers will announce the song of the day each weekday morning at 7:05. Listen for the song to qualify for the grand prize Hawaiian vacation.
From Disney Resorts at Oldies 95.7.
Start imagining your vacation at oldieseattle.com.
You've probably heard me talking about my pug Bandit and my cat Izzy. Those little fellas are like family members to me, and I could never dream of deciding I didn't have the time or resources to shelter and love them. But you know, that's a decision that gets made every single day by someone in our area, and that's where my friends at Paws literally become lifesavers. Paws takes in more than 3,000 cats and dogs each year that are strays or surrendered by families who can no longer care for them. Paws staff and volunteers give these cats and dogs toys, food, comfortable bedding, playtime, training, even a couple of walks a day to keep them physically and mentally healthy until the expert matchmakers at Paws can place them with a new loving home. Paws also offers low-cost spay and neuter surgeries to pets of low-income families to help prevent unwanted and unexpected litters. You know, all this good work is done by animal lovers in our community, people like you and me. Paws encourages you to donate, adopt, or volunteer, and you can get more information on how to help continue this good work at paws.org.
Come see Larry King live at Snoqualmie Casino, October 6th.
Larry King.
There are people who don't understand the way you live. There's an insurance company that does. Safeco Insurance, for auto, home, and more. Find an independent Safeco agent at Safeco.com. We'll make sure you get what you need and what you want. Safeco Insurance. Do more.
If I set it free, I wonder how far it will go.
We're CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company linking Americans across the country to what matters most. We're committed to providing better service with consistently fast speeds and five-year price lock guarantees. And since we're locally operated, you'll be met by honest, straightforward service delivered by real people who are happy to help you explore what's next. See how far you might go. Quest is now CenturyLink. Find your link to what's next at CenturyLink.com.
Oh, give me free.
If your vehicle's starter, alternator, and battery don't work together, you'll find yourself stranded and wondering what went wrong. Each part of your car or truck's electrical system sends a different signal before they need to be replaced. Whether it's dim lights upon deceleration, a squealing noise from under the hood, or an engine that cranks slowly, it's time to get the problem checked. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and let our professional parts people test your alternator and starter free of charge. And if they do need to be replaced, choose Ultima or Ultima Select starters and alternators. They feature a lifetime warranty and are an exact fit for your vehicle. Watch for the warning signs, avoid getting stranded, and be confident every time you start your engine with Ultima or Ultima Select starters and alternators from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
O'Reilly, oh, 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 O'Reilly, O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We are walking our talk. We are sticking to our promises. We are BECU. And we offer free checking. That is also free of gimmicks, marketing ploys, and hidden agendas. At BECU, free checking means free checking. No monthly service fee means no monthly service fee. This stems from the fact that there's no reason for us to put one over on you, because we are you. We are all equal members at BECU. And as a not-for-profit credit union, trying to pull a fast one would only hurt ourselves. At BECU, we put our 600,000 members first, and we know they'll appreciate free checking from a credit union that stands by what they say. We are BECU. Join us.
At BECU, when they say free checking, they mean free checking. And that includes offering a debit card that doesn't dock you a monthly fee to use it. For a legitimately free checking experience, switch to BECU today.
Sherry's presents $4.99 Country Fried Steak Breakfast. Weekdays from 4 a.m. to 11 a.m. Get a crispy Country Fried Steak Breakfast for just $4.99.
$4.99? My Country Fried balance sheet.
$4.99 Country Fried Steak Breakfast only at Sherry's Cafe.
And pie.
Hurry in to Cabela's Deer Camp Sale. Load up, save big on everything you need for the hunt. Firearms, ammunition, camo, and more. Hundreds of items are on sale. Let Cabela's outdoor experts show you what's new. Attend free seminars and register to win great giveaways. It's the hunting event of the season for big savings. Cabela's Deer Camp Sale. Take exit 111 off I-5 in Lacey. Cabela's, world's foremost outfitter.
The legendary Wallop in Puyallup is back. The biggest car and truck sale in the world. This weekend at the Puyallup Fairgrounds Blue Lot. Every make and model, new or used. Every price with special interest rates and high trade-ins. This is the big one, as all 11 Puyallup new and used car dealers move thousands of vehicles to the Fairgrounds Blue Lot. Plus $50 given to Breast Cancer Resource Center for every vehicle purchase. The Wallop. Huge savings all weekend. Cars cost less at the Wallop in Puyallup.
To the Wallop.
It's easy to get traffic information you need from State Farm.
Go to yourtrafficalerts.com to check out conditions on the roads you travel most.
In Tacoma, see me, State Farm agent Tony Brooks, for all your insurance needs.
Kids and adults alike are going to love Design Zone, opening Saturday at Pacific Science Center. It's a fun, everywhere-you-look new exhibit that explores the science and technology behind every kid's favorite things. Video games, skateboarding, roller coasters, music, and more.
Good morning. I'm Danielle in the State Farm Traffic Center. We're starting to see the effects of the morning sunshine this morning. Eastbound 520 bumper to bumper from I-5 out to the water. So is eastbound State Route 16 from Center Street out to I-5. A really slow drive because it looks like the sun is coming up over the hill and really causing some glare issues. So make sure you have your sunglasses with you this morning and leave extra room ahead of you to avoid other accidents. We do have a lot of heavy traffic southbound I-5 from 148th down into Edmonds and Linwood. You're going to see traffic through there. Northbound I-5 slow from Boeing Field up to I-90, and northbound 405. 95 through the S-curve. Still pretty much bumper to bumper. Traffic is brought to you by Walmart. Walmart has dropped prices on more than 50 vitamins and supplements from Spring Valley, America's number one vitamin brand. Find fish oil, vitamin D, CoQ10, and more at new lower prices. It's just one more way Walmart is saving you money so you can live better. Coming up on the Bob Rivers Show, since our nation is out of cash, maybe it's time for the government to have a huge garage sale. And dozens of Boeing workers have been arrested.
You're listening to the Bob Rivers Show.
Hey, it's interactive, man.
On 95.7.
Text us at 52309.
Government's having a garage sale. Oh, also, I'm excited about this. Megan Black is coming in about 20 minutes. She's one of our most beloved television stars in Seattle. She is the host of Evening Magazine. She has been on the air for a good amount of time, and she, you know, started doing the weather, which I had forgotten about. And she also, though, she's a really nice person.
Yeah.
She's really very cool behind the scenes and getting to know her and everything. And she's someone that you want to, you know, promote and help and be cool with. And we have been trying to do good things with them, too. Every year we do the Best of Western Washington. The musicians, it's actually the best band category, is something we've been promoting every year because we figure we have this megaphone and we can give bands a chance to be heard that might never otherwise get on the radio, and you never know. Might find some interesting things. So that really kicks off starting today, because 1 month from now, on the 28th of October, we'll have the Best of Western Washington free concert at Snoqualmie Casino. This will be our third annual. And we'll take some of the top vote-getting bands, whichever ones are available, and maybe one or two of our picks to click, and we'll showcase them on the big stage at Snoqualmie Casino. So if you have a band you're pushing this next month, 95.7 is the place to be. And we will, throughout the entire month, we will be playing clips from these bands. Maybe not the whole song. I know, Roger Fisher. But but we'll be exposing their music. And we'll be giving you a chance to, you know, hear enough so that if you want to find out more, we can link to them at bobrivers.com. So we'll be kicking that off this morning and saying hi to Megan Black again. And Megan, I when you have someone on like a bunch of times and you're sort of, good acquaintances, friends type things, you think, I don't want to just do the same interview from the same bio. So yesterday I texted Megan and I said, hey, Megan, can you give us two or three personal things about you that you've never talked about on the radio or on the media before? And I couldn't believe what I got back.
I assume we have to wait for her to come in for you to
tell
us.
She'll be here, and we'll tell you about some of those things. But there are things about her that and then none of them are bad, of course, because she was willing to give them to me.
We could discuss my kleptomania, a topic I've never broached before.
But they're interesting, and they're, you know, and to get to know a few personal items about someone you see on TV every night, like real life stuff, will be what we'll be doing with her this morning. Okay, I mentioned a while ago that Facebook has its first television show. Warner Brothers has announced a television show that integrates with Facebook. This will be the first time an entirely digitally distributed show with a big star is coming through the social network. Facebook needs to hurry up because Apple is becoming the monopoly. Apple is attacking in one direction, i.e. becoming a monopoly for all media sales, which Facebook should have jumped on sooner. And Google is becoming the monopoly for email and is attacking it on all the social networking aspects. And so Facebook is a squeeze between those two. And then you got Microsoft sitting on tons of cash with a huge Xbox network that really is, I think, is Xbox the leading game system now? Did they beat out Sony's PlayStation, or are they close?
I don't know. Xbox, very popular. Kinect gave them a big boost, and you can watch movies through it.
A huge boost.
I was talking with a friend about Microsoft and how typically their rap is they don't get consumers. Like their iPod player kind of failed, and when it comes to like consumer gadgets, I think their biggest success has to be the Xbox. And I'm a big homie for Microsoft, even, you know, I like them all. But I think Microsoft might get involved in the media space, too. You never know.
I'm surprised to hear you say that Facebook either missed the boat or has to step up, because a bunch of college kids who lucked out, who had no idea what they were trying to do, was going to become one of the big power players.
That's true.
In the rest of your life and everything you do for the rest of your life, there.
Do you think they have? So, do you already believe you're so loyal to Facebook that you will stay with them for the rest of your life? If so, then I'm completely wrong.
Oh, I don't know.
I didn't think
I'd let him in to begin with. I never got into the MySpace thingy.
Right.
Never. But Facebook was
easier.
Facebook
groomed you for a while before you actually let him in your
nether regions of
life.
Well, what I read is what you see coming from Facebook in the next 60 days or so is going to you'll go, geez, kind of how did I do without that, or how did they get that? I mean, it's going to totally
change. Facebook is poised. I mean,
it's going to totally change.
It is going to change totally in the next what?
In the next 60 days or so. This timeline thing that they're going to roll out is supposedly very, very spooky.
All right. And it's already changed drastically recently.
You're going to be able to look at your life from the day you started to the day you're breathing right now. And it's all going to be laid out
and
there.
And they want to own your history. And that's how they want to get you for the rest of your life. You were right about that, Spike. That's what they want. They want you for the rest of your life. And yes, Pedro.
There were articles with experts about that subject, and they said that Google looks old after seeing a demonstration of what Facebook is going to be like in a couple of...
Maybe Google is the odd man out.
Google's where you find stuff. They're in for life. Google's where you find anything. Information, products. That's Google. Facebook's where you find people. Fat chicks that used to be skinny when you dated them. That's what Facebook is in my world. I can't see myself looking for Facebook to find out, you know, what county is this city in? What kind of fish are going to swim up my junk if I didn't
have a Facebook search? You would never use it. You would back out of that page and go to something else. Because it's really, they're all vying for you spending your time there. And once you're there, if they just keep giving you more things, that's the whole idea of a department store, by the way. That's how Amazon built from just a bookstore to the place you shop online. They're all trying. It's fascinating to watch. Mm-hmm. Okay, the federal government is having a garage sale. And a lot of what they're going to sell... What?
Nothing. Captain Crunch over there.
No, did that crunch? I'm sorry.
Crunch came on the air.
He's eating carrots.
I had an almond.
Yeah,
I won't eat any almonds.
You're looking good.
You know, dude, we break twice an hour.
I just slipped one in. I know when you're going to talk. I can't talk, so I slipped one in. But I don't like to be...
That you're not talking doesn't mean you're on break.
I don't like it to be audible, though, so
no,
I'll refrain.
How about just eat during the break?
All right. Well, with the almonds, I will.
That would give you 8 eating opportunities in a 4-hour period.
People
That's
always
not
text.
Nearly enough.
Who's
what is
eating?
That noise? Who's eating?
Who's
oh
eating?
My God!
It's always John.
No, it's not.
No, it, well,
I'm the quietest eater around.
I will once in a while sip.
Spike is the guy who will bring in a bag of freaking corn dust.
One time, one, and she brought them and threw me under the bus.
Let's get back off the topic of work ethic.
Sound like a horse over there. When you brought those in.
Back to our broke government.
Okay.
Unwanted goods is how one article puts it in the New York Times. For example, on Plum Island, there is an animal disease center building 257. It's just this big old armory-looking building, closed in 1995. Plum Island is near New York.
Okay.
It's being marketed by the federal government, and it says it's a fixer-upper because it needs... biohazard remediation.
Oh, need a place to start your daycare? Hey, New Yorkers. Hey, Manhattan socialites, dinks.
We did taste test Agent Orange here a lot.
Oh, my Lord.
We fed it to animals.
Animal disease.
To see what would happen. So,
with enough money, you can clean up anything.
Anyway, as it turns out, when you read deeper into the article, you know, the crap they're actually willing to get rid of, the government has to go through a process before they can tag sale anything. The process, by law, is that they must first offer it to every other government agency and say, do you need this before we get rid of it?
Huh.
So before they can even list something for sale, there's this whole long, you know, you have to call. It would be like if you could, before you could put something in the garage, you'd have to call your whole family and say, could you wear this? Do you need a couch with a duct tape covering up a hole? So it is, when you read into it, it's not that exciting. But the biggest thing that's hidden in there, the thing that could raise the most money, is remember when TV stations went digital?
Sure. They and gave us could, all boxes.
And they gave boxes to people that mostly didn't work, and everybody's on cable or satellite anyway. They took back the frequencies. I mean, you still think of it as Channel 4, Channel 5, and Channel 7. Mm-hmm. But the analog frequencies they used to broadcast on, they're shut down. And the government has those frequencies. And what's going on in our world right now, one of the things we need for to be competitive, and I can't believe it's taken them this long, is they could use that stuff. They could use those frequencies for broadband Wi-Fi. In other words, all the things that used to watch TV shows on, your old Wheel of Fortune and Monty Hall, all that spectrum, all Channel 4, Channel 5, Channel 7, Channel 13, those could all be ubiquitously flowing throughout your market, which would mean you'd be broadband connected wherever you were.
Mm. Would you have rabbit ears on your computer?
Well,
I mean, isn't that an antiquated delivery system? That's
it actually
right?
isn't. It's super broadband, and it's okay. They're great frequencies.
So it's better for computer than it was for TV as far as getting the signal out.
Well, TV, like digital things, they have packets, and they check the packets. With a TV, you were sticking Kathy Lee Gifford's face up there, and unless you had the antenna pointed at it, it might be a little snowy. In this case, it should work very well.
Okay.
So here are the economics of it. You can take telecommunications companies who are the ones, and internet companies like Google, Microsoft, Facebook, you can basically ransom, or perhaps auction, maybe is a better word. You could auction off these frequencies and raise a lot of money for the federal government by selling these frequencies or leasing them for Wi-Fi. Now, the problem is the more money the federal government rakes in, the higher the fee these companies have to charge to make it a worthwhile investment. So in a way, it's kind of a tax on you because you'll end up paying one way or the other. But that's capitalism. So it's a good thing, though.
Yeah, if it's just sitting there, why not sell it?
On the other hand, it's not the solution to our problems because they can raise maybe $22 billion over 10 years. I hate it when they say over 10 years. That's like when you buy a bag of nachos and it says it contains 9 servings and you thought it was only 500 calories in the whole bag.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, if you eat a piece of chocolate cake and then put a Splenda in your coffee instead of real sugar, you're still doing a little
bit. Doing something.
You're doing something.
It's better than the way it would have been.
I like it.
All right. Boeing on drugs. Did you read this story last night?
No.
Okay. I can't believe I found it. And I said, what? Boeing on drugs? 37 people charged with distributing or trying to get prescription drugs, among them powerful painkillers. The arrests made in, where were they? Philadelphia. Not around here. It would have been much bigger news if it was around here.
The helicopter factory. It's what they're building helicopters.
They're building helicopters, yeah. The FBI and the DEA showed up at the plant. They build the H-47 Chinook helicopter, the V-22 Osprey, defense, space, security. And here are these people trying to get prescription drugs. So at first thought, you think, man, that's a terrible black eye for Boeing, right?
Yeah.
And that's very dangerous, right?
You think? Guys think? Building helicopters, military helicopters on OxyContin hunters?
Okay. Let me ask you if this changes what you think about it. How many people do you think work at that plant?
How many people were busted? 36?
37.
I'm going to guess that 42 people work there.
I'll tell you how many people work there in just a moment, and it's a lot. I'm willing to bet if you get this number of people together anywhere, including the Vatican,
Congress of the Vatican,
there's going to be an OxyContin peddling ring.
37 of them would be buying or selling prescription drugs.
I yield to the dealer from Wisconsin.
More about the Boeing story next.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show
on 95.7.
The greatest hits of all time.
Good morning. Seeing a lot of heavy traffic out there, both directions of 520. Pretty busy as you approach the water. So I-90 is going to be the faster drive for you. Everett to Seattle right now, an hour-long commute, unfortunately. And Federal Way to Seattle going to be taking you 41 minutes. I'll give you more details on your commute in 5 minutes. Traffic is brought to you by Safeway. Getting your flu shot is easy at the Safeway Pharmacy. We give thousands of flu shots a year. No appointment necessary. Plus, you'll save 10% on your next grocery purchase. Safeway, ingredients for life.
I know you're working hard, hours and hours at the office, trying to impress people. You don't get to see your family, you don't get to see your friends, just because you want to accomplish that dream, becoming the big cheese. Just stop it. Unbutton that shirt, forget about the memos, the reports, and go straight to Denny's, because with the new Let's Get Cheesy menu, you'll be the big cheese in a minute. Hungry for cheese? What about the new mac and cheese Big Daddy Patty Melt? The name is not the only thing that's a mouthful. The ultimate in patty melts. This hand-pressed beef patty is topped with a new creamy mac and cheese, melted cheddar cheese, and zesty Frisco sauce, and served on grilled potato bread with a side of wavy-cut french fries. That's right, no sandwich is too small or meat too mighty to benefit from just a little more cheese. Now you can go back to the office with a full stomach, big smile, look at your co-workers and tell them, ha, who's the big cheese now? The new Let's Get Cheesy menu is available all day, every day for a limited time only, with prices starting at $4.99.
So, what are you going to do this weekend?
Well, I've made up my list of the top-rated TVs, so now I'm going to go to all the stores and check out their prices.
You're going to go to Best Buy and Costco and Fry's?
I know, it's a lot of work, but how else do I figure out the best place to buy a TV?
You could check out the latest consumer ratings.
They rated stores?
Yes, they did. Stores were rated for price and selection and service and even checkout speed.
Great! Those ratings will save me a lot of time. Who won?
For buying a TV, the top-rated stores in this area were Video Only.
Really? Video Only was rated higher than Best Buy and Fry's?
Yep. I guess all that don't be sorry stuff is true.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or computers, but you will find the best deals on HD TVs, Blu-rays, cameras, camcorders, and home theater systems. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
In South Center, Bellevue, Linwood, Federal Way, and Tacoma. Video only.
Now is the time to stock up at Safeway, because it's our huge mix and match event. You'll get 50 cents off each participating item when you buy 8 or more items on top of a great club card price. Mix and match from over 3,000 participating items all over the store. Look for shelf tags that say buy any 8 or more. When your total reaches 8 items, the extra savings kick in. 50 cents off each item. Buy the same item or all different items. This week with your club card, mix and match Kraft macaroni and cheese, and they're only 59 cents each. Mix and match Sara Lee Delightful 100% whole wheat bread for only $2.09 each. And Fritos and Cheetos are just $1.49 each when you mix and match selected varieties. And the more you shop at Safeway, the more you save on gas. You could save up to a dollar off per gallon. Hurry into Safeway this week, because our huge mix and match event is ending soon. How much can you save? Load up your cart and find out. Safeway, ingredients for life. Must be a club card member to earn rewards. Restrictions and exclusions apply.